The second word from the cross. Today you will be with me in paradise. Our blessed Lord was mocked throughout his life. He was mocked as a prophet who said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." His body was mocked, dressed in purple, as that was the color of a king, crowned with thorns like a king. In the writing above the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. In the vinegar that was raised to his lips, all the people were jeering at him. He saved others. He can't save himself. Come down from the cross, and we will believe, they were shouting. This is maybe an echo of the temptation in the desert where Satan asks our Lord to throw himself off the temple, off the hill. Show your power. The two thieves were crucified with him. They joined in the mockery. In the midst of the struggle, the mockery, the arrows of hate being thrown at our Lord, he pronounced the first word, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Did this melt the heart of the thief on the right? The example and witness of the gentleness and meekness of our Lord must have touched his heart. In the midst of mockery and scorn, the good Lord forgives those deriding and mocking him. The repentant thief responds to the words of our Lord. In the midst of his own pain, he finds faith. Faith shows him the King of Kings. Hope that was dead just a little bit earlier is revived. Love draws him to our truest friend, our Savior, at the last hour. Our Lord, throughout his life, on more than one occasion, he can see our heart. He can see the hardness of the scribes and Pharisees. That must have been a great wound for him. For those hardened by all the jeering and mockering must have been unbearable at times. Our Lord, noticing all, must have noticed the one repentant around him, looking silently from his bed of pain to rest upon him, finding solace and comfort. This must have been a great consolation to the repentant thief, and as tradition says, his name, Saint Dismas. He himself forgetting his own pain in such glances of the Savior. While Dismas notices all the mockery and scorn toward the Savior, especially from his fellow robber, that hope is kindled. And so he speaks, "Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." And even when on the cross in pain, the Lord hears our cry. The eyes turn to Dismas. "Today, you will be with me in paradise." We see the love and mercy of the Lord, the generosity. Dismas just asks for a remembrance, but he was granted pardon for all his sins. He was granted final perseverance, canonization, if you will, while living, the promise of heaven, the greatest gift, reunion with the Lord. In this one gesture from the cross, we see the floodgates of mercy flow to the world. He gives so much more, our Lord gives so much more than what is asked for by Dismas. He notices everything. He's attentive to our every need. Nothing goes unnoticed by him. He knows what we are going through. So cry out like the good thief, "Remember me, Lord." And as Fulton Sheen says, the good thief stole heaven. Take notice of this scene from the cross. You know, this same grace that was granted is bestowed on us all. Dismas was the only one who accepted it, and he won heaven. The Lord constantly showers us with grace. May we respond like Dismas, open our hearts, repent of our sins, desire to be just a loving thought of the Savior, and be given so much more. And this proves the weakest of men is strong with God's grace. The disciples listened to his words, the prodigies of his, they saw his power, his miracles. The good thief only heard the words, "Father, forgive them." And he responded to that grace. Truly, a scene that even the hardest criminal can come back. We pray for the conversion of sinners. Pray they respond like St. Dismas. And may each start with ourselves. Desire to be with the Lord forever and live accordingly and be given heaven like St. Dismas. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.